Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Story Quest. Today's story is...
The Sleeping in the Bermuda.
The Sleepy Ninja. In a large cavernous nest in the Midnight Mountains lay the Ferogi Monster. This monster looks a bit like a dragon and, well, a bit like a chicken. Well, it looks like a chicken would look if it was 30 metres tall and constantly in a bad mood. Its cluck was more like a boom, and everyone in the Night River realm was, as you can imagine, completely terrified of it. It was said to have powers of enchantment, and so would move around, and so no one ever quite knew where he might be hiding. So the Ferogi was a big chicken monster. And it's going to be a big part of our story today. The town where our story starts was famous because it was home to the Black Knife Academy, the biggest ninja academy in the world. Children would come from every corner of the globe to attend lessons if they were good enough to pass the entry exams, which included juggling knives, don't do that, throwing shuriken, don't do that either, and swinging nunchucks around in complicated patterns, actually, don't do anything ninjas do, or I'll get into trouble. The school had been set up to protect the people of the Night River realm from the ferocious Ferogi monster, although for years they'd not been able to find his lair. Well, when they did, they'd be ready. Ninjas must be agile and quick and fast and ferocious, and it helps if they can move silently, which is quite difficult when you're juggling knives, throwing shuriken and swinging nunchucks all at the same time. One of the ninjas, Mistress Dream, wasn't so great at the throwy, swingy stuff, but she was great at being silent. Well, if you don't count snores. You see, this ninja was a very, very sleepy ninja. It wasn't just that the Ninja Academy was particularly tiring, it was just that she always felt tired, and liked nothing more than taking a lovely nap. Just to get enough energy for her main sleep, that is, which set her up for the top-up nap a little later on. You get the idea. You can't be a sleepy ninja, said Master Swish, who was one of the teachers. How can you creep up on someone if you're tucked in bed, snoring away? Mistress Dream shrugged and yawned. It was so exhausting being told off. The other ninjas laughed at her, but she didn't care. After all, she was late for her mid-afternoon snooze. She had a magical blanket that she'd brought from a passing wizard which cancelled out all the noise, helpful in a ninja academy, and so by curling up in its soft threads, she slipped off to sleep. I'd love a blanket like that, wouldn't you? The blanket made it so not even the smallest peep could be heard. In fact, if you imagine some nice relaxing music, the enchantment would make the tune appear just for you, or conjure the sounds of birds or the wind, and you'd enjoy the deepest sleep of all. That afternoon at the Black Knife Academy, there was a particularly energetic class where the ninjas had to press swimming in full steel armour whilst gripping a grappling hook in their mouths. Mistress Dream did not like the sound of this one bit, and so she decided to sneak off and hide for the afternoon. She was so quiet that no one usually noticed her anyway, and sure enough, No one saw her go or missed her in class. To be fair, there was so much splishing and sposhing, and everyone was in metal helmets, so it was hard to tell who was who anyway. She slipped away from the village, borrowing a horse and cart to trot into the deep dark woods, blanket in hand, and after a while, found a comfortable place to hide. It was warm and cosy, it was dark, and before she knew it, she was fast asleep as night fell. Now, remember that enormous chicken monster I told you about at the start of this story? The ferocious Ferogi. Well, the Ferogi had had quite a busy day. Although he also quite liked to snooze when he wasn't terrifying peaceful folk by being an enormous chicken, something had kept him awake all week. He had noticed a delicious smell coming from the village. Chocolate. The Ferogi was very keen on chocolate. In fact, he was very keen on eating most things from small shrubs to some of the larger villages, but the smell was particularly amazing. Carefully, trying not to be seen by hiding behind trees and buildings, not easy, he had padded out of his nest and went down to the village, trying his best to stay in the shadows. He wasn't afraid of being seen. It was just annoying when people saw him and screamed and shouted, "Oh, it's the Ferogi! It's the Ferogi, the monstrous chicken!" To be honest, it sort of hurt his feelings a bit. He followed the smell to the village sweet shop, and he could see from the window display that the smell was coming from a delicious-looking bunch of Easter eggs. Big ones, with bows on. Little ones in colourful wrapping. There were loads. And squinting through the window, he could see the storeroom fit to burst with shelf upon shelf of more sweet Easter treats. His mouth watered. And conjuring an enchantment by swishing his enormous wings, he teleported every last egg back to his nest, and then himself, all before anyone had even seen him. The storekeeper returned from the kitchen and was flabbergasted to see that all the eggs had disappeared. "The Easter eggs! They've been stolen!" A murmur went around the village. Oh, how awful! How could they celebrate Easter without chocolate eggs? Small children cried. And some of the adults too. People in the Night River realm really did like their chocolate. The whole village sunk into a gloom. "It must have been the Ferogi. Legend has it his eggs were once stolen, and that this must be his revenge," wailed an old lady. Now, whilst it's true that the eggs of a Ferogi had in ancient times been stolen by an evil wizard, this wasn't about revenge. Our Ferogi just liked chocolate. So that was that. Now, what about Mistress Dream? Well, she woke up after a very long snooze in the darkness of the nook she had found. The nook, which as it turned out, was at the back of a cavernous nest. A nest which now contained the Ferogi, who appeared to be sitting on an enormous pile of Easter eggs. Her terror at finding herself at such close quarters to the monster was matched at her anger at the sight of the eggs. He must have stolen the lot! Now he was happily sleeping, it seemed as if he didn't have a care in the world. How very dare he? Mistress Dream knew what she had to do. She had to get the eggs back to the village. But how would she do it without waking the creature? She leapt and jumped about like an acrobat. Around the monster she moved without making a sound. She was, after all, a trained ninja. But when she went to take an egg, there was a grumble and a huff from the Ferogi, and she was afraid he might wake up. Then she had an idea. Her blanket. Now, you might think that a human-sized blanket wouldn't be much use for an enormous monster, but even though it was the size of a postage stamp, the magic seemed to take effect, and he nestled down with a sigh, and Mistress Dream could begin work. Quickly, quick as a knife, she started taking the eggs one by one and placing them in the cart. It took ages. But thankfully, the blanket did a great job keeping the Ferogi snoring away. After she teased the last egg from under the feathers, she gently picked the blanket off and quickly rode back to the village. And what a reception she got! The clamouring villagers cheered her and applauded her, and the eggs were returned to the shop. And as they now knew where the creature was, a consignment of ninjas could be stationed nearby to fend off any further attacks. The Ferogi, as it happened, was so deeply asleep that he only noticed the eggs had gone some months later when winter set in, and by then he'd gone off the idea, to be honest. And Mistress Dream wasn't teased anymore about being so sleepy. It had saved the Easter eggs, and probably the village too. And that's the end of this story about the sleepy ninja.
And I have to be honest. Oh, sorry about this. Oh, all that reading's made me quite sleepy. Oh, I could do with a nap.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode. And we're with Milo, who gave us the idea for the sleepy ninja. Milo, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for sending over the idea for your adventure. What made you think of the sleepy ninja as a title?
Sleepy.
Just sleepy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like ninjas?
Yeah.
Do you like...
Yes.
Do you think ninjas are better if they're sleepy or not?
No.
No. Better when they're awake, right? What was your favourite part of the story?
Yogi stole the chocolate eggs.
Ah, when he stole them all. Who was your favourite character in the story that we wrote for you, Milo?
The sleepy ninja who returned the eggs.
What did you like about them?
She had a nap and then she woke up and saw the Easter eggs.
Milo, I want to get you creating and get you thinking, all right? If there was a sleepy ninja too, if there was a second story right after this one, what do you think would happen?
The Yogi would have baby Yogis.
Wow. And then what would they do?
And then they would steal more chocolate eggs.
Listen, it's been really amazing chatting to you. Thank you so much for sending us the idea for your story. Milo, I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat. We go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.